It was big news when the Philadelphia Inquirer reported that a confidential informant working for the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office had audio recordings of several lawmakers accepting cash from a lobbyist, and that Attorney General Kathleen Kane had killed the probe when she took office in January of last year. Kane vigorously defended the decision last week, saying there was no case with this informant, and it's likely prosecutors wouldn't even have been able to introduce his tapes into evidence.
He was the only one, the only eyewitness to those recordings. We would have put him on the stand. He would have been destroyed by the defense attorneys, and a jury would never have convicted beyond a reasonable doubt because we had no evidence at that point.
George Perry, a former prosecutor who handled both federal and state investigations dealing with informants, doesn't buy it. He says Kane's argument that she couldn't have made a case because the informant lacked credibility is bogus.
All confidential informants have low credibility. That's part of the job description. But you could certainly have the supervisor or the investigator testify that in such and such a date, at such and such a time, we wired up the informant. We sent the informant into whatever location it is.
In a phone interview, Kane acknowledged that prosecutors might have gotten the informant on the stand to vouch for the recordings. However, she says, because prosecutors in the office before she got there withdrew a host of charges against the informant, he was a tainted witness, and they had no leverage to get him to trial or ensure he'd be effective on the stand.
He gets on the stand. We have nothing to hold over his head. All he has to say is, well, yeah, that voice is Dave Davies. And then the jury has to decide whether that CI is truthful.
Perry disagrees that withdrawing the charges made the informant useless.
You can always subpoena the informant. You can always reinstitute the charges. You can, do any number of things to compel the attendance of the informant at trial.
Kane says the investigation was badly managed and that her decision not to pursue it was reviewed by other prosecutors. Frank Fina, the prosecutor who oversaw the investigation and now works in the Philadelphia DA's office, said in an open letter he'll appear with Kane in front of the media to discuss the issues in the case. Kane says she sees no point in that. There's one other curious development in the dispute. Kane says she's limited in what she can say about the case by two judicial orders preventing public discussion and dissemination of documents about the case.
The gag order was lifted for the limited purpose of allowing me or any of the other parties involved to talk about certain limited instances, for example, why we were not able to prosecute the case.
And who brought the matter before the judge and what judge?
I can't tell you that because it's sealed. That falls under the sealing order as well as the gag order.
Kane says she can't disclose whether she was the one who sought the gag order. Dave Davies, WHYY News.